Mm. You know this little time they live there?
Yes, sir. The
little time.
You can say it in English?
Yes.
Yeah.
I can say it completely correctly.
Yes.
Sure, okay,
go ahead.
Say it in English.
I don't know how to
speak. Say it in gambling.
Gambling.
He didn't charge his chairs. He didn't have a phone.
No, he didn't say sex. No gambling. No interpretation.
Yeah.
No movie.
And eggs.
Yeah.
Eggs and fish.
His name in Farsi, his name is Mustafa.
So, his Christian name is Ballad Das.
Ballad?
Ballad Das.
Ballad Das.
Not like that. Yeah?
Ballad Das. Ballad Das. His name is in Farsi Hussein, means all compassion.
The pilot tells of insecurity. Your name, Sridhar Das.
Sridhar?
Sridhar?
Das.
Sridhar Das. Sridhar Das.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Read one passage from the book.
Afterwards.
Gyatva.
Gyatva.
Having known.
Having known.
Vyavasitam.
Vyavasitam.
The fixed decision.
The fixed decision.
Mahishya.
Mahishya.
Of the queen.
Of the queen.
Duhitu.
Duhitu.
Of his daughter.
Of his daughter.
Sputam.
Sputam.
Clearly.
Clearly.
Tasmai.
Tasmai.
To him.
To him.
Gunaganadhyaya.
Gunaganadhyaya.
Who is endowed with a host of virtues.
Who is endowed with a host of virtues.
Dadao.
Dadao.
Gave away.
Gave away.
Tulyam.
Tulyam.
Who was equal.
Who was equal.
In good qualities.
In good qualities.
Raharshita.
Raharshita.
Extremely pleased.
Extremely pleased.
Translation. After having unmistakably known the decision of the queen, as well as that of Devahuti, the emperor most gladly gave his daughter to the sage, whose host of virtues was equaled by hers.
Prolabhyatyavavasatam mahishyadhidusputam tasmai guna manathaya tadautulyam prahamsutam. Here is the emperor Mano. So he decided to give his daughter to Kadambuni. The sanction of the queen, that was also expected. That means the father's sanction, the mother's sanction, and the girl is going to marry her son. These things are required before marriage takes place. Nowadays, dampati rati neva shikaro viva hi vibahe. Marriage takes place simply by agreement between the parties, the boy and the girl. They can go to any marriage magister and get it registered. But according to Vedic system, that is not the system. The system is the father and mother also must agree. The agreement must be, the parent sanction must be there. So, Gunavanadhyaya, Kardamuni, great yogi, what to speak about his qualities. Dalo Tulyam and Devahuti also equally qualified. So this kind of marriage is very happy marriage, and the result of such marriage is Kapiladeva, because the marriage was very happily performed. Lord Kapiladeva, incarnation of Krishna, he appeared in the womb of Devahuti. There are two Kapils. Original Kapil is the son of Devahuti and Kardamuni. Therefore he is particularly known as Devahuti Putra Kapil. Sangha philosophy was enunciated by him. He thought, he taught his mother also. You find all those instructions of Kapil Muni to his mother. Well, the system was very nice. Everything was there. There is no question of simply brahmacharis. No, there are married couples. This Kardamuni was a great yogi. Still, he married. There was no disturbance. Although he promised one son only to Devahuti, but I think he got another 9 daughters. So, very nice system. Everything was there, but for the purpose of realization of the highest truth. That is the civilization. Nothing has to be stopped. Everything can go on. For bodily comforts, we are very much busy. That's nice. But if you increase the bodily comforts, there is no limit. That should not be the purpose of life. In a Bengali proverb it is said, Sharirenam mahasaya jasahave taisa. This body is so nice that if you practice something, it will be accustomed. Just like we are sitting on the floor, If we practice to sit on the floor, there is no necessity of this course. They are not refusing course if available. But not that without course I cannot sit. This kind of civilization is condemned. Besides that, we have got our own business. The real business is athāta brahma jigyāsa, jīvasya tattva jigyāsa. This was Bhāgavata in fine. Kāmasya nendriya pīti. So, there are some necessities for sensory gratification, but not for the senses, but for spiritual achievement. Jīvasya tattva jigyāsa. The life is meant for inquiring about the Absolute Truth. So we cannot spare our valuable time for bodily comfort, sacrificing our real aim of life self-realization. That is not civilization. That is animal civilization. First consideration is self-realization. Therefore, we'll find Vedic civilization very simple. Because they took it main business self-realization. The bodily comforts between kings, because they had to rule over the country, some gorgeous style of living. They were ordinary persons, they were satisfied in a cottage. Still you find in India, in the villages, I think here also, the same. You don't mind, I see from the street the original walls. They're not very much interested how to live comfortably. The real purpose of life should be that. But the present moment, the civilization is simply for bodily comfort. Divasa sarira sai. Whole day is spoiled for sight. How to make the, keep the body in comfortable. That is not the purpose of life. The purpose of life is we should supply the necessities of the body as it can keep fit for executing spiritual purpose. But at the present moment, there is no spiritual purpose, simply bodily comfort. This is the civilization of animals. As animals, they do not know anything except bodily comfort. If human society becomes like that, then it is animal society. And because it is animal society, there is no peace in spite of advancement of material comfort. So we can take instruction from the living example of this Padmamuni and Devahuti. Padmamuni is an ascetic, very simple living, and Devahuti is the daughter of emperor, and she agreed to marry Padmamuni, engaged in the service of her husband. So just imagine a person ascetic, what assets he has got? No home, no good food, nothing. Still, she agreed gladly. Yes, she said, Tanurtulla Prahurti. Pranugyata Bhavasitam Mahishya Duhitu Putam. Duhitu, consent of the daughter. It is the daughter's consent was taken. Whether you like, but she selected her husband. She told that there is Kardamani, I want to marry that not normally she expects and desires to her father, and the father and mother came to offer the daughter. The first consent was the daughter. Now they see she was emperor's daughter, how comfortably she was living, but she voluntarily accepted all the difficulties for becoming the wife of an ascetic. You cannot expect any royal comfort when one becomes the wife of an ascetic. Of course, later on, everything was given to her by the mystic power of Padmavati. But in the beginning, she accepted in a very humble cottage to live with her husband and son. Thank you.
Thank you.